Track 55.
So this graph shows the PFR, that's the part failure rate, per 10,000 over the first 10 months of the year. As you can see, it was pretty high for the first 4 months, around 70 on average, and that's why we set up the quality improvement plan in April. By the way, I'd just like to thank Magda for her input on the plan. I think you'll all agree she did a great job. Anyway, the first results were very promising, with PFR falling to 35 in May and then 28 in June. However, since then the rate has got worse again, rising to 44 in August and 47 last month. So we need to turn things around again. In other words, get the rate back down in the 20s or better. And basically that's why we're here today, to look at the reasons and some possible solutions. Is that clear so far? Good. Well, I think that covers the basic problem, so now I'd like to look at some of the reasons we've identified. Let's look at the next table, which shows...